This is Brian. We had some technical issues last night, both on my end and on a couple of the co-hosts. It resulted in a perfect storm of continuity issues and a couple of sound issues, especially toward the end of the show. The continuity issues made it so that I couldn't do my normal post-processing to this episode, so I had to go in and do some manual tweaks. Couldn't get everything, unfortunately. We'll fix it for next week. Overall, the show just ended up being a blast and the most fun that we've had recording in a long time, and I couldn't not post it. If this is your first episode listening, we're more professional than this, usually.
This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 638. Guess what, guys? Unicron didn't fund last week, so I won the bet. I'm Brian Gilby.
I agree with this stance.
No.
So that Diecast, Chris, and Jason's here.
Oh, yay. My goodness. I'm talking to this end, right? It's been a while. This end of the microphone? Okay.
This is like, is this the only podcast you're on now, whenever you're on it?
This is it.
Wow. That's weird. That's weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah. We're special.
Yeah. Don's here. Rob's here.
You are.
Matt's here. He's back.
Yep. I'm here.
He was on assignment last week. John's here. Yep. This is a full compliment.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
Matt was out shopping for Nulls, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So real quick, before we get to the Unicron stuff, and we'll try to get through that pretty quick. Again, Roku channel, tfradio.net/Roku. In addition, we have added our Fire TV channel, tfradio.net/Fire TV. Just type that in, go. It'll take you to Amazon. Just, you can install it directly from your browser to your Fire TV. And you can watch us. It's the exact same content and everything that's on the Roku channel. It's just on Fire TV. And it's free. Go install it.
But, you know, just, we're not talking about your TV being on fire. So if that's happening, like, you know, seek assistance.
Yeah, true.
I mean, we do have some hot takes on things, but not quite that bad.
This is true. Let's talk about the Unicron thing real quick. So last week, Hasbro announced after the show, was it Thursday? I think it was Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. I believe. Yeah,
that sounds right.
That they were extending the date for Unicron to get funded to October 6th, I believe.
They must have been listening to our show last week and made the decision based on what we were saying, because like that seems to have answered a lot of the points we were bringing up.
Yeah, but you know, to be honest, I honestly really believed that Unicron was going to fund by the end of last week. I definitely think Unicron's going to fund now. I think it has to. I think that the excitement that was there, and there was a ton of excitement and energy and interest, a lot of that has now subsided. Like, Unicron's no longer the hot topic on Transformers Twitter anymore, basically. But I still think it's going to fund. I definitely think it's going to fund. So, with that being said, I think the bet needs to be amended. Unless we just want to say, hey, it didn't fund, and Brian wins the bet.
No, I don't, it did. That's not true.
It didn't fund.
Well, I was about to say, it's entirely true. It's just there's more information there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still a chance it might not fund.
I think it will.
It's slowed down considerably.
Well,
you know, the gotta get or else factor has been taken away. So, you know, the people aren't rushing to sell a kidney or sell a bunch of their collection to get in before it's finalized. So that scarcity component that we talked about last week is no longer there.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm actually in the rarity because I was going to use a credit card that had interest free on it. But now since it's not going to go through till after the end of September, it's not going to qualify for the interest free.
Oh, no.
Well, Diecast, you can't be rarity. You're not generous enough.
So, but looking at the numbers, last week on Wednesday, of course, again, from Wednesday to Thursday, everyone thought that it was going to conclude in a couple of days, but it's over 430, actually exactly 430 up. It was 5223 last week. Now it's 5653. So that's actually a pretty good jump. if we're able to continue at that pace, what's that, 5 weeks, it will come close to, it'll come close to funding just on that. And just like before, the last day, more people are going to jump in and back it. Fans channels, like BBTS and TS Source, those numbers haven't been counted yet. Takaratomi Mall is reopened and they are now accepting more purchases. This thing's going to fund. It is definitely going to fund. So I think the question, that the bet is no longer a fair bet. Will it fund? Because I think this absolutely guarantees that it does. So I think what we need to do is up the threshold a little bit. I'm thinking instead of 8,000, I was thinking 9,000. It needs to be over 9,000.
I'm not going to say it.
That's done. Diecast, what do you think?
I still don't see this thing breaking much more than 8,000. I really don't. I
still think it's barely going to make that.
Okay. Let's do this. I think it's definitely, I thought it was definitely going to fund last week. To keep the bet interesting, let's say, I won't even go to 80. I won't even go to 8,500. I'll say 8,250.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Okay. If it breaks 8,250, which I absolutely think it's going to do, you will be receiving a Turtler painted to Junicron.
Nice.
That's still such a weird idea.
I will have to get a Unicron tattoo with the number of backers if I'm wrong.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we have till October 6th now, which they did. I didn't understand why they made it October 6th originally. It's to coincide with New York Comic Con.
Yeah. Yeah. It runs through NYCC weekend now, I believe.
But they're not at New York Comic Con proper, correct?
Well, so usually they have like a live stage event where they talk about Transformers stuff.
Oh, you're right.
Thursday or Friday, which they stream out. Which usually they've done that on Twitch. Last year they tried to do something different and it didn't actually end up working, but you know, they'll have a couple of days after that, assuming anybody gets to actually see it, you know, where they can pump it up there and try to, you know, move the last couple hundred or whatever they're short at that point. If they're short at all, they, you know, may have actually hit 8,000 by then. We don't know.
I mean, I did ask, Hasbro does usually have a press event that we get to go to
New York
Comic Con. I did ask if that was going to be there, and they're still going to get back to me whether it is going to be there or not for us to take a look at. So hopefully I'll be able to see this thing in person. I'm keeping my fingers crossed because of
And I'm sure they'll have the event and I'm sure you'll get invited. They just, like, probably at this point, they just are not allowed to comment or commit one way or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. And they never tell you anyway until like 2 weeks before.
Two weeks.
If that.
But we could hype it. Like, oh, we're going to see it at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, I mean, they'll definitely have it at the live stream presentation thing.
I would. Well, the live stream, yes, that's actually in New York Comic Con, but I don't know about the.
They'll have it. I mean,
if they have it there, they're going to have it with them for all
they
their
had
functions.
It at SDCC, like,
they're not going to take it with them for the one thing and not show it
they
anywhere
took it across
else.
The country. They can take it 2 hours or however long it takes to get to New York from Rhode Island. It's not long.
And I mean, besides that too, they like flew over the transforming one from Japan for SDCC.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And then it went back to Japan as far as we
know.
John,
you have a question. What's your question?
Thanks, Professor. I do have a question. So do you guys think, I'll throw it to the group. So, you know, the eight of you can answer it in order, please. Do you think the extension was, well, how about this? More open-ended. Analyze the extension. So was it planned? Was it not planned? Is it showing their cards on like how they really, really, really want this to work? Break it down.
I mean,
do you think this was?
It was their emergency backup.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it was not planned. It was close enough that they have hope that by extending the deadline, it'll actually happen because they don't want two failures in a row in Hasbro.
So with the barge, it finally funded at the end, but it was like last minute, and then it exploded, right?
In less weeks, shall I think?
I thought it was closer than that, but I didn't track that as closely because.
Well, it broke through its goal, and then I think right at the end it had a big jump beyond that. Okay.
I mean, I could see someone saying that this was planned just because we were so close. It seemed like it was going to fund. You know, there was a good chance it was going to fund at the end of August, and then they pushed it back. So in that respect, yeah, I could see someone saying, well, it was planned. But
I mean, so a point that I brought up last week, and I can't believe it took me that long to think about it. I mean, people are saying, you know, again, Hasbro can fudge this, can fudge that. Well, they could, but it's illegal. There are laws in place. I mean, specifically the one I'm thinking of is Sarbanes-Oxley, that I know from working in, you know, multiple large companies, that the interpretation of set laws is wide and sweeping. So anything that could be considered misconduct, people always point to Sarbanes-Oxley, whether it's covered or not, and it probably is. Hasbro probably can't, you know, fudge it. And even if they legally could, they probably think they can't. Kind of like how Dumbo thought he couldn't fly unless he had the, you know, magic feather.
Perfect analogy. Yeah.
So the one thing they could do, based on the terms of conditions and everything, was just to extend it, to push it out. And they pulled the lever that they could, and that's what they did. And somebody in the chat, yeah, and I think it was Peter, said that he thinks they'll extend it again. They could.
Dude, they could.
That would, yeah, just be
it
sad.
Would be.
Yeah.
I think
at that point, lower the threshold.
If it's at like 7,500 on October the 5th, maybe, but I think they'd be more likely to, you know, call up some of their buyers and go, hey, who wants 500 Unicrons?
Yeah.
Or maybe another 24 hours, maybe, but not like weeks or anything like that.
Yeah. Because extending it could be seen as an act of goodwill to,
yes,
make sure everyone gets, could be,
that's how they framed
to
it.
Make sure, yeah, as an act of goodwill to get more people more time to get on board. Extending it again would send the message that, okay, we can't get this done, and it could send a negative message out, which would undo the first extension. I think it was always planned as like a plan C that they never wanted to get to because they wanted it to run normally. They wanted it to be on the sail barge, is they wanted it to track normal.
It's more important than the sail barge. It's way more important because the sail barge, right, is a licensed product. This is theirs. This shows strength, right, on their part under their own IP.
Right, but they also wanted it to be another success. And like you said, Brian, I think pulling the switch, they didn't have many options left to still get this done and save face and make it look like a goodwill gesture,
yeah,
which in a way it was,
in a way,
to give more people time to get on board. I think it's a switch they didn't want to throw because they wanted to be, look, this funded completely, normally, no nothing, no extensions, no nothing. Look at our happy little baby Unicron. But they had to do this, and I mean, it's just a big
baby, 19 pounds.
Yeah, it's just
it's heavier.
A couple, yeah, comments I want to just respond to in the chat, and we need to move on. One, I think it was Crunson had mentioned crowdfunding laws. Who enforces that? It's not crowdfunding, it's corporate conduct. It's the fact that, you know, there are certain rules in place, whether the rules are constructed, you know, by Hasbro or not, you know, that they, if Hasbro says they have to do something or they're going to do something, you know, they need to abide by it. And again, the comment that one more, basically the same concept, you know, if Hasbro sets the rules up and people put money up based on what Hasbro said they're going to do, Hasbro has to follow through with that. Otherwise, they could be fined or sued or both. It's just...
And before we move on, I just want to, you know, now that they did extend this, I feel like they have to show us something in this next month period, like some sort of add-on or bonus or feature that we didn't know about. Like, they need to keep us enticed like they were the first month. And now we have this whole second month of, well, if you don't show us anything, there's really not going to be a lot of press around your your funding for the next month. So you need
I'm sure your 3D printers are furiously slicing away even as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, like we said, software additional slugs, additional. And Neshchalk at Twitter on Neshchalk, he reminded me exactly what those little slugs remind me of. It's like those 25-cent quarter machines.
That's exactly where what you it put, is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, 25-cent quarter machines.
Egg machines.
What are they called? Well, if it's I know two quarters, it's 50 cents. So.
Okay. Oh, God.
Not the 50-cent ones, the 25-cent ones. Know, but that's all those are. So they should give us more slugs. They should give us a Rodimus, a couple ships.
Okay, I'm going
to... The ships, I think, would be an important thing to add just for, like, display value. Also, yeah. Red Foreman had an interesting observation in the chat I wanted to share, which is he would like to see a Unicron painted as Turtler.
Okay. Okay. Hey, anybody get anything this week? I'm going to start off just so that Diecast doesn't steal my thunder.
I didn't get that.
You, you didn't get it?
Yeah.
I thought you got it. You tweeted photos about it.
I canceled it. For, the paint shipping.
Am I the only one who got it then? John, did you get it?
Get what? 44? Yeah. I got it. I opened him. I haven't transformed him yet, but he's sitting here being not a feeling cat. Strong enough.
So I find the power pack. So I got MP44. And it's obviously, if you're watching the video, you can see that the transformation that I have is it's not like super tight and everything. I tried it. I opened it. I looked at the instructions. I followed the first step and I gave up because I'm like, I hate this. The sides of the cab are connected and fold up into the feet, if that tells you anything.
So, yeah, we saw yes. that in pictures months yes. ago.
But having it in your hand and unfurled like that in front of you, splayed out in front of you.
No, I think splode out is probably
yeah.
a little bit more.
Yeah. So I'm like, screw this. I'm not following the instructions. I'm just going to do this and figure it out. And it took me about, I'll admit, I might have been on a couple of conference calls as I was doing this today. So between other taking notes and calls and stuff, it took me about an hour, but I figured it out. So the transformation, I immediately hated it, but going through it, it's no worse. It's actually better than, say, Beast Wars Megatron or Beast Wars Dinobot.
Really? Well, it has to be better than yeah. Dinobot.
I had an easier time with this than Megatron, and I was watching YouTube videos with that. So
that's... Probably because it turns into a rectangular truck, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, Megatron seemed a lot more like actual origami going
yeah, but,
on.
But to the point, Matt, if things fold into themselves like 11-dimensional space. Things like, yes, it's a rectangular truck, but they...
But there's a tesseract inside
yes,
of it.
And it's unnecessary. I mean, we've talked about this before. I really hate panel formers, and that's all masterpieces are now, panel formers. With vehicles, they don't have to be. They don't have to be panel formers, but they are.
No, they don't. That's why I didn't order yes. one.
But, I mean, don't they kind of to pull off what this is pulling off?
It doesn't. The vehicle mode's horrible. The vehicle mode is horrible. The front part right. of the cab is nice. Uh-huh. The back part is horrible.
Yeah. That's true. It's a masterpiece version of the toy. How about that?
The original G1 toy is fine.
Yeah. Oh, that does occur to me. That did occur to me looking at the pics on Twitter in preparation of this coming to me that my 5-year-old self would be ashamed of me and what Transformers have become. Because, like, this is so, like, against the spirit of, like, grabbing a toy and 5 steps later
yes.
having a robot. This is... kind of gross.
It is. It really is. I don't.
Apparently, then 5-year-old me is what's dominating me these days because, like, that's still all I'm looking for.
So, Crunson in the chat's asking, is MP10 cab mode better than MP44 cab mode? I will say yes. But I'll also say the robot mode is for MP44 is clearly superior.
If you want to look like the cartoon specifically.
If you want to look like the cartoon, it's just nicer looking and the color pops. It's beautiful. It just completely and it just pops. Is it worth retail? No, it is not.
3 Fort Maxes from back in the day plus 6-shot maybe yeah. something like that.
So like the other pack-in stuff I haven't really gotten a chance to play around with, there's some battle damaged parts, which just a couple, which make me again realize I would rather just have a Dark Awakening Optimus Prime.
That would be awesome. You said that on Twitter, I was like, oh yeah, I want that now.
Give them some time. They could totally do that as a later
when
variant.
The mold degrades enough for MP10. It'd be perfect.
See, that'll be the one they release without the trailer.
Okay, I would buy that. I would absolutely buy that. But I'm not going to go too far into it. If you haven't already bought it, don't. If you have it on pre-order, enjoy it. I mean, opening it up it's the most impressive toy that I have ever opened. Just from like looking at it coming out of the box with all the accessories and everything, it's really impressive looking. Transformation is, I think it speaks partly to like the quality of the engineering and also my patience that I was able to figure it out. I like it. I don't love it. It's going to go on my shelf and I will confuse it in the Magic Square version until I accidentally pick it up. And then I will know immediately which one is which. If you want this, if there's any doubt whatsoever, just skip it. A couple other things
I'm surprised John bought one of these.
He doesn't like Masterpiece.
Traditionally a Masterpiece guy, except for the Beast Wars ones.
I am not. I am choosy. And you choose GIF? This one, I guess, intrigues me, GIF. I guess. I'm an idiot, basically.
Me too.
Yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. No paint chipping, no visible paint chipping on mine that I can tell so far.
The ratchet, I didn't realize what was wrong with the knee, but the ratchet on one leg is tighter than the other. But yeah, that's pretty much that. Couple other things I got, I've been monitoring Transformers buy and sell groups more lately. And just when something tickles my fancy, I pick it up. So I lost my childhood one at some point since childhood. G1 Overkill. I have a dinosaur tape. Hello. Look at me. I got that. A toy that I'd honestly forgotten existed, which is G2 Jetstorm, the Dune Buggy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, God, I always want to say Smoke Jumper, but it's Smoke Screen. G2 Dreadwing and Smoke Screen.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's complete. I don't have the missiles in. So, yeah.
You know, I'd have to wager that's probably one in the top 10 best toys of all time.
It's up there. I've got, I have every version of the mold, but ATB Megatron, which I will never own.
Right.
Well, I mean, you know, you can get BB.
I've got it.
What's his name?
I mean, it's incredibly close, but it's not in an ATB Megatron G2 box, which I will never, I'll never have that. I've already forgotten the name. So thank you, Spider Bob, for the impression, my impression of Overkill. I've already forgotten the name of it. It's a Prowl from Cyberverse that has the armor thing.
Spark armor?
It's not what it is, is it?
Isn't it? Spark armor.
But the name of this one specifically.
Yeah.
I don't know what the name of the armor is.
Galaxy Patrol.
Is that what it is?
Is it?
I believe so, yes, because I bought that one too, because there's a lot of reference to a Brave character called Guardstar.
Yeah, I mean, it looked familiar-ish. Honestly, the reason I got it was not because of the armor. I got it because, more or less, looking at it with some simplification, the toy basically looks like it transforms like the G1 toy. So, like in the box or on the card. So, you take the armor off. The head sticks out of the top. It folds in. It's actually kind of nice. And I think it was like $15, which is probably more than it's worth.
Probably.
But it's way better than Skybite. It's like,
well, it just makes me sad.
It's a million times better than Skybite.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? So, and, I'll mention this. I'll do a non-Transformers thing. Going back to my newfound hobby of blowing money on cardboard, I pulled the best card I will ever pull in my entire life. It's like the best card, like since collecting cards since I was 8 years old. Actually, they didn't start inserting stuff like this until I was like 12 or 13 or 14. It's a one of one. It's a completely unique card that's autographed and numbered one of one of Hall of Famer, recent Hall of Famer, Chipper Jones of the Atlanta Braves. But like, I got it. So basically now, in the last 10, 15 years, they've started doing cards that are of a limited run. So it'll say like 1 of 75 or 5 of 75 or 50 of 299, you know, whatever. And I got this one and I actually thought it was the common variant, which is because the card was the color-ish of the common variant. So my bias was it has to be the common one. So I spent like a day trying to figure out what the card was, when if I had just realized that it really, 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 really was the rare one, I would have had it like that. So I was just very happy with that. I'll never pull anything better. I could
How much do you think that card's worth? Looking up, I could
probably sell it for $400 or $500.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's almost a Unicron.
I know.
You could pay for that MP44 they made a mistake on.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I'm going to keep it because it's a reminder that it's the best thing I'll ever pull as far as cards go. And I could just stop maybe. It's kind of like winning the lottery. Maybe. Do I still need to buy lottery tickets? I don't know. Okay. Let's see here. Jason, you've not been on in a while. What do you have?
Yeah, I've not been on for a long time and I have like a whopping three things. But you'll love this, Brian. You will love this because my three things are all third party. So I have, let's see, I got Iron Factory Hex Wrench.
Oh, that's okay.
So this is the Wheeljack. Yeah, he's a nice little guy. This brings, so I have Jazz and Red Alert as the two other Iron Factory. I like the Iron Factory cars. They do a really good job with them. And then the other thing, even though it's two figures that came in one pack, I got, all right, let me see if I can remember these names here. Fecta and Mizar. So Kaon and Voss from the DJD. So to go along with the Tarn I have. And they're cool. They're fun. I've transformed and play a little bit. They're nice. This will become the back end of the dual fusion cannon in combined mode. And he'll just be a sniper rifle because that's all he does. Now, not the important thing, but also in the box, you get a lot. You get both feet for the combiner mode, the overall combiner. You get the front half of the fusion cannon. So I actually could have combined him with that, but I'm not doing that for a while. And you also get what is in the instructions referred to as the Statue of Tyrant, which is basically just the torso part for the combiner.
Yeah.
And thankfully, Matt was good enough when he got his... did you get Bruticus or Ruination? I can't remember which one you got.
Bruticus, yeah.
Bruticus. But you guys, Bruticus, he warned me that the combiners are very parts formery for the Iron Factory. And yeah, considering I have the entire torso just sitting here, I think he was very much right about that.
Yeah, that happened with the Bruticus as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind it. I think it's still going to be cool. But
oh,
yeah.
So it looks amazing when you put it together. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, I have no doubt. Yeah, I'm actually excited to have these guys combined, even though DJD is really... as a separate thing is really cool too. So yeah, I just need to get a Helix and Tesseris and I'm all set. So hopefully it's come out in the next couple months. I think they're supposed to be out in September. I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'll push back a little bit, but hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be able to do the whole thing. So yeah, that's it. Oh, almost forgot. You also get replacement arms for Tarn with them. So if you were one of the unlucky, I'd say few, but it seemed like it was more than a few people. If your shoulders exploded on Tarn, and you're getting these two, you can fix it right away. Mine's fine, so I just have spare arms now, which is nice.
Why Tarn shoulder hurt?
Iron Factory, the stuff that I've dealt with, has pretty tight tolerances, at least at first.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much. I shock oiled mine, which helped a lot. But yeah, a lot of people were, you go to move the shoulder and just kind of cracks on you. So they made it right. I'm assuming if you're getting one, you're getting all of them. So, and if not, they're two nice figures too, so add to it. But yeah, it's a nice little package they gave. So for the $70 for the two figures and everything else, it's actually not bad what you get for it. So I'm pretty happy with this set so far.
Does the sniper rifle have like a 5mm handle so other stuff can play with it, or
no? The handle is actually, I don't even know if it'll show up, but it's got like a little teeth thing here at the bottom. So I'm assuming it's going to be something special for the combined hands, which
ruin forever.
Yeah, so
it's garbage. Throw it away.
Yeah, I should try to see if I could have made it work with. I'll give that a shot and follow up on that at some point. But it doesn't appear to be that way right now. So sorry,
Rob. You get something?
Yeah, I did get something. Somebody sent me hunger for the terror cons I am slowly amassing, and note did not have a name, but I think I have an idea of who it was. And thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Hunker is really actually great. I I really like how it comes together as a torso in particular. Absolutely everything locks down to everything else. It is pretty much the perfection in that sense of the Silver Bolt engineering family. It is really well done as a torso, and I think the other modes look pretty decent as well. So yeah, I'm one step closer now, and the most difficult step at that to getting Abominus put together, and I'm really happy with it.
I hope Turtler is as stable in torso mode as Hunger.
Yeah really.
So it should for people watching the video. I put part of the Jam comic up. I think there are people who aren't familiar with it. So whenever you hear us make the "Why My Shoulders Hurt" joke, it's a reference to something from years ago in the Transformers fandom. Check it out. Just Google Jam.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible there's people who aren't familiar with that, considering that was like 17 years ago. Right? Yeah. There's people in the fandom who are alive now who weren't when that was made.
Jam, J-A-A-M, Transformers, Google it. It's worth it. Why My Shoulders Hurt. Yum, Jam. Okay. God, there's so many in-jokes that I think everybody knows, but they don't.
Just me.
Yeah. XV, how is it that you live? I thought you died in the TF Generations 2 comic number 11.
Unfortunately, I don't remember what the next line was or else I'd...
Okay. So, God, I miss being like early 20s, late teens.
But, you know, why am I floating here in space like
this? Why am I floating in space like this? Okay. God, I'm just wanting to read Ravaging Body's Evolution so bad. I should listen to the recording that we did of that. Cool. Okay, so Rob got that. Diecast, what'd you get?
Okay.
So
wait for it.
Brian, then?
Wait for it.
Hey, he's back.
There we go. Did I freeze?
Yeah.
Okay. Diecast, what'd you get?
I got Fans Toys Quietus, the tune versions. So it has the lavender. It was really shocking when I took it out of the box, and now it almost seems white to me. Like, I don't know, my eyes are playing tricks on me, because it looked very lavender, and then I took it out, and maybe it's just the light. It's very, very light. I like him, though. I didn't transform him, so I don't know if the cockpit actually tabs down better than the first run with the white hands and legs, but... Yeah, he's really nice, and I really love the engineering on this. I mean, just how skinny the figure is absolutely amazing for what it transforms into. So I'm happy to have another one.
It looks really nice.
It does look really nice. I just hate the name.
Yeah.
Why? You
can change his name.
It's one of those things where, like, it's a Latin word, and the meaning of it kind of fits, but I don't remember specifically what it is.
You can change his name to Cyclonus. It's okay. So,
wait. I mean, I don't want to say what the word is that I think of when, but I would, you know, I would just call him Quietus Interruptus. That's how. Never mind.
Diecast, have you held him up to the original release to see if the shading difference is actually more noticeable in person than in pictures? Because I looked at several pictures just out of curiosity, and I could barely tell a difference in most of them.
Well, my original is in vehicle mode, but let's try and...
I'm pretty sure the color is still on.
Wait. Did I miss something? Is it today? Was it today? Matt.
It's today, yeah.
Is today the day?
What are you talking about?
Who?
The anniversary of your entrance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's today.
Holy crap. I thought it was later this week. Happy birthday, Matt!
Thank you.
Yeah, since... you don't share that like online, like.
No, you can just broadcast it over the internet.
Yes. Happy birthday, Matt.
Don, it looks the same.
Okay. A lot of the people that I know that bought the first one was, again, really kind of upset they were doing it in a new shade, but you really couldn't tell from the pictures. And Chris and Rob can probably say that purple was probably not the easiest color to, you know, get across on camera, you know, if you have shading differences.
It might be a tad purpler.
Not turtler?
But it's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah. Because I've got X-Transbot's Cyclonus, whatever it was.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is it bad? I thought that was like the first good one.
Well, I'm sure by now it's been surpassed by other things, but I really just wanted it to go with, because I've got Andreas and I've got that. So I've got Galvatron, Scourge, Cyclonus, which is all I was really looking to do. So that's why I didn't get Quietus for the money. But I just know a lot of people were like, they're coming out with a new Quietus, and you can't tell the shading differences.
In celebration of Matt's birthday, I just tweeted out my favorite album art that I've ever done.
That photo is not doctored in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, didn't you have to like build a smile onto
him? Oh yeah, I used Face App to do that.
Yeah. Somehow, I don't think Build a Matt Workshop's going to take off, Brian.
I'd go.
No, so probably not.
Cool. Okay. Nightcast, did you get anything else besides? Okay. Okay, cool. Anybody else get anything? Matt, did you get anything cool for your birthday?
Not necessarily for my birthday, but I did get some stuff, yeah. So, I bought my very first Cyberverse figure
ever.
Whoa.
Nah.
Where'd you find it?
Yes, I got Gnaw. I found it at Walmart yesterday.
Oh, I need to go. Maybe after
I told you he was out looking for Gnaws.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You weren't wrong.
I actually kind of like him. The only thing that kind of bothers me is, if you can see it here, the robot head does not fold away. It just kind of hangs out there in the mouth.
It makes it easier to eat.
Yeah. But I mean, other than that, it's surprisingly similar to the Legends class version. Just, you know, 1.5 times larger.
So over under, are you getting 20 or 30 of those?
I'll get a couple, but I'm not going to go, you know.
So 30. Okay.
Or do you want to just stick with the one and have that be like the mother Sharktacon?
Ooh.
Oh, I can have a bruiser class of Sharktacon.
I thought that's what the alligators are for.
We don't have any alligators, though.
So. Give them time. I mean, yeah. Cyberverse seems perfect for that now.
I mean, I would be all about that if they were to make those. But also, I picked up something off eBay, just something that I had passed on originally. And I don't know why, but the Transformers United Wipeout from the Revealed the Shield Windcharger.
Yeah.
Found a really good price on this 2-pack. And I love the black and blue color scheme on this thing. It just really, really looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I have him with my Triptychon in front.
Nice. So which way is that?
The Transformers United Wipeout. Off the Reveal the Shield Windcharger mold.
I don't know if I have it. I think I do. I should. Hmm. Was it like? Was it? It wasn't like a Million Publishing version or anything, was it?
No, it was retail. I think I bought one at like Sharticon.
Yeah.
Everybody was so worried about not being able to get that Windcharger.
Oh, it was that Windcharger, not the one that came later. Yeah. I may not have it then.
Yeah, and then when that 2-pack came out, everywhere sold out because everyone was afraid that's the only way to get that.
It was like getting the Rumble and Frenzy as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was such a pain in the ass. Yeah.
How did you finally get one?
I
remember you did some backdoor way to get it, I thought.
I
had to wait for the reissue.
Rumble and Frenzy, I think, was through a forum sale or something.
Say, I got in on that one early.
It took some effort, put it that way.
I got in on that one early. I didn't have a problem with that. But yeah, just the Wipeout Windcharger 2-pack I'd passed on. You know, I had the Windcharger already and never thought I'd have a Triptychon that needed a Wipeout to go along with him to get killed on his first mission. So, but now I have it.
I was kind of hoping we would see the Power of the Primes tailgate done in that deco.
That would have been a nice little add-on for, you know, something in the Generation Select series, but
I got to check my email and see if I have this toy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I got to buy it.
Dude, speaking of things that were hard to get, did anyone get any of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives today?
Not today.
No, and I didn't get any last week either. That's why I wasn't here, because I was angry.
But I got Prime yesterday, but that's it.
Oh, congratulations.
And today, from Hasbro Pulse, I got in the mail Wolverine and Hulk 2-pack.
Ooh, oh, nice. I couldn't get the 30th, the SDCC Hulk, which is the one I wanted, but that looks like a pretty good replacement.
Yeah, after the Power Rangers debacle, I didn't even try to get anything else. Like, I didn't want to even mess with the exclusives. I'm still kind of upset about that. So,
It looks like that's the only way to get all the weapons for the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Okay, so that two-pack comes with the Power Blaster, which breaks down to the individual weapons, but as they release the individual Rangers, they should also have their individual weapons.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I just wanted the Gold Ranger.
You know, yeah. And go ahead, Don.
No, I was going to say, I tried to get...
Okay, so Don is...
And he froze up again.
Yeah, so.
But I'll finish up. I tried to get an MP10 G Prime Ghostbuster.
He already
Prime.
Has.
That way I can, that way I can flip one. It yeah. and pay for my reflectors.
So, real quick, I think Don's actually really gone. Where's a picture?
I think his internet's turned on him tonight.
Yeah, this is the second time.
So, I'll show off. This is a TFW gallery, but I don't care. So earlier this week, somebody had posted the photo on Twitter of Takara Dark of the Moon Air Raid and just how nice looking it was. I'm like, God, it is really nice looking. It's like, I really need that. And I thought, do I have that? So I got up and looked all across my office and all the stuff. And I'm like, I don't have it. So I went to eBay to buy it. And it was a little more than I wanted to spend at the time. So I saved the search and I sat down and I forgot about it. The next day, I was just sitting at my desk that I got up from before and just turned my head slightly to the left, and he was staring me in the face. But if for those who don't remember it...
That's the breakaway retool, right?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So, but the reason... What made me think of it was like the mind wipe, or the wipeout thing, because I really need to thoroughly check to make sure I don't have it before I pull the trigger, because I probably do, because I think I bought that set, but it's just hard to find, so... I got to be careful. Don, well, you froze up when you were trying to talk about your thing. So get your thing out. Then, oh, wait.
Oh, please.
That's not what I meant.
Phrasing.
I'm sorry. Phrasing. Don, tell us what you're trying to say, then we'll move on.
I think you've done it.
I'm leaving this end. So let's move on. Anybody else get anything?
Good podcasting.
Okay. So,
well, remember last week I mentioned getting a Warehouse Deals Brunt?
Yeah.
For the eventual goal of having some kind of crazy super robot Brunt made of three of them.
Ooh.
So I got another Warehouse Deals Brunt. this one was slightly more than the one last week and actually came in worse condition packaging somehow. So apparently there's no rhyme or reason to that. But yeah, now I have the three of them and I can eventually spend time playing with assembling my Brunts.
So funny thing is, like, I know where some of that stuff comes from anyway, because I had ordered something and it might have been a brunt that is something I either intended to keep in the box or I was going to give it as contest fodder, and it came and the box was dinged up, so I just returned it and they sent it back because it came in a padded envelope and somebody just beat the crap out of it. So I sent a nice polite letter to Amazon and you know, went to my local Amazon locker and just dropped it in, and they sent me another one, and it came in a box.
Well, maybe I wound up with one of your reject grunts.
So, okay, so fortunately, I took a lot of stuff out of the news because I didn't know that there wasn't a lot that I wanted to talk about, and I figured other talk would sort of, you know, creep in.
Yeah, we're fine.
So, the big news for this week, though, is Generations Selects, Akon's Wave 2, Kraken, and Lobclaw. Color photo.
The big news is forever Unicron until it gets funded.
So we will have Seacons definitely before Unicron, if Unicron it happens or not. Seacons definitely will. God, they look great.
They look so good.
So this is Seaweed
and they just went for pre-order on Pulse today.
And Nautilator. I can never remember Nautilator. They just look so good. Yeah, they are available on Hasbro Pulse. God. So
they look expensive.
They're $35 each. If you ever bought a Takara Deluxe before, you paid more than that, most likely. It's because I was paying $40 per deluxe before.
I mean, with Amazon Japan and a good exchange rate, we probably were paying under $30
Back when we were buying a lot of this stuff, though, Amazon Japan, like when I first got into buying the Takara Deluxes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Amazon Japan didn't work in the U.S. Like it finally did toward the end of Titan's Return. Toward the middle of Titan's Return, but before that.
And that was nice.
Paying $35 for a Japanese deluxe is nothing new to us.
Not at all.
No, it's really not.
It looks so great.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi, Doc.
Yes.
It's so you're on.
Yeah, so Don, before I get dropped.
Don, what do you think?
No, we moved on.
Don, what do you think about Nautilator and Sea Wing?
no, I know. I'm going to talk about what the hell I got this week because I've been trying for, I've tried twice. So I got Power of the Spark, Ratchet, and Shockwave. I found it.
So not later than C-Wing.
Okay,
so
I think he's still talking too.
I think he is.
Is that like sea legs?
Sea legs. God, these
is there going to be a sea legs in this set?
I think Nautilator is probably the closest to that.
Now that picture you have up right now, Brian, that does give me a little bit of pause on Nautilator because those
oh
the white space.
Yeah,
I know that too.
These
talking about the gap. What are you talking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the alt mode, the crab legs kind of are just on one little piece of plastic. Like it looks, it's on one hinge and doesn't really connect to anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. I mean, these are remolds. It's not a completely new mold like Unicron would be, but
okay. So Diecast is muted too.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, considering they're taking Ripper Snapper / Blot and turning it into a lobster, you know, some concessions have to be expected.
Yeah, and like that's the only thing I can see wrong with these things is that kind of scares me. Like if there's not a second connection port for that, like if that's one
thing, it might also just be bad photoshopping.
Wait, maybe.
Yeah.
But other than that, I am in love with these things. It is just amazing.
Yes, I pre-ordered two of each.
So did I.
I just did one.
Okay, good. I feel less bad now.
You shouldn't.
We lost Don. Don, you okay?
I'm fine. It just the thing just keeps
Skype so crazy.
I mean, I hate Skype.
Did it update like in the middle of the call?
No, it just dropping me.
This podcast is brought to you by Skype.
we're required to say that.
Technically, yeah, we are required to say that. We just don't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Terms of service. Well,
but I'll say that I like the way C-Wing turned out. With Nautilator, that's why I didn't say anything because he looks. I guess they're doing what they can with these molds to, you know, because these are some pretty drastic changes to these molds. I wish Fronicon was higher up on a must get best version or must get new version because I'm not interested really.
Drop Don from the call. Drop him from the call.
No, I mean,
see, Don gets
it. Okay. Give it a minute. It'll happen by yourself.
It'll happen by itself.
I'll be honest.
It's my birthday. I will not tolerate speaking ill.
I'm not speaking ill of them, Matt. I'm just saying if I didn't
you just
have
think it smells a little fishy.
Yeah. If I didn't have Vehicle of Ultron looming on the horizon.
Oh, God.
I did, you know,
Vehicle of Ultron
have yeah, okay, drop down from the call.
No, what I'm saying is I'd rather take the money the C-Cons would cost and put it towards that Voltron. Just because I like the C-Cons, but if this was them doing a Raiden or them doing a new version of Landclaws. Or
why do you say land cloth when it's, you know, land commonly accepted as land cross?
It's the way they said it in the show. I'm sorry.
I'm fine with that. Things change over time.
These aren't coming out till 2020. They're not coming out till
that's a full year before Unicron.
January and February of 2020, which is 4 months away, 5 months away.
But
by the time we're on our sixth Unicron extension, we'll be getting way two of these things.
Yeah, I'll just be honest. The C-Cons are not high enough on my list of characters to warrant needing the best or the newest version. I'd rather wait and get. I'd rather put that money towards the Zeta to wait
another version.
Yeah, you know what, Don. If Master Force had not made such a positive impression on me the first time I watched it, I would probably agree with you.
Don, Master Force.
Yes, but
you love Master Force.
Yes, but I don't love them. I don't love the C-Cons that much.
Watch it again.
I mean, if they like people in the chat have said, if they do some God Neptune colors, then I might be.
Yeah, me too.
I'll
buy those too, just because they're pretty.
Club C-Cons, I'll buy it.
Yeah, I like the way the C-Cons look. I just don't like them for that money. They're just not enough.
But to Don's other point, I'd be super impressed if they managed to remold the Terracons as Raiden.
Okay, so let's take a break because I'm losing everybody.
We shall rise again!
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.
Wipe at him. Do it, Nasty.
You get here to the vet tomorrow, okay?
Threatening
him. No wonder you agree.
Got to consider you're taken care of.
Sorry, guys. We had to take a break for Massey to attack Don.
Okay. So let's come back. I can salvage that. I can. Oh, we'll end it. I'll. This will be so much fun tomorrow. I added Jason back. He's not here. Jason, he's the girlfriend of this
week. He can't handle a full show anymore. No. He's only a half.
Can I get his stamina back?
I'm going to move the next item.
Yeah, I think we've talked to the C-cons enough.
Done. I'm skipping. We're done with the C-cons. I'm moving the next item just to RF.
Oh, you're moving. I just think you're moving to the next item.
I guess I am. Chris, can you speak? I was going to go in and read this article a little more closely. Is Jason back yet?
No.
Well, I have time to read this.
I'll refresh myself, too, so I make sure I'm current on it.
Okay.
Is John back yet?
He's
right there.
I'm here.
Okay, there you are. All right.
John, it's almost like you're saying he's invisible. That's not nice stuff.
No, I'm saying
he's not invisible. He's just on mute.
No, I'm just saying
the same thing.
Okay.
The way my windows didn't load, his box was empty there for a minute.
All right. Sure.
Yeah. John, do we have any new shirts coming up?
I haven't thought about shirts in a while. Thanks for the reminder. I need to get back on that.
That site hates us. They never even pushed half the shirts that John did.
That's true. Also true.
Yeah, that sounds like Skype. Yeah, Skype update screwed up Jason. He said he can't join.
Oh, man.
Huh. So Duron retired. Well, didn't think he was old enough to retire.
Well, just from the show on a regular basis.
Oh. Okay, weird. Okay. Let's do this. We're coming back. Okay. Hey. So people watching live know that we just had a fun network issue that lasted about 15 minutes.
It was an adventure.
It was an adventure. For whatever reason, my network crapped out. So, there's a cat. It's Massey.
Ooh, is there going to be a Massey attack?
No, he's my good boy.
No, he's not.
No, he's not a good boy. So, God, I want to talk about the news item, but I also want to hear Massey ravaged Don. Okay, well, we'll rejoin that story as it develops. So according to a CNBC article, an interview with Brian Goldner, Hasbro CEO, he discussed Hasbro's acquisition of Entertainment One and Death Row Records. Did anybody else have that story sent to them like 50 times? And I have friends who should know that I don't need that stuff sent to me because I know it before you do. I'm like, God, I don't need that story reshared with me. And I got it like a week later and I'm like, come on. But he was talking about the story. I mean, like, you know, they owned media, you know, they're a holding company, I guess. And, you know, they owned IPs and they owned Death Row Records. So, yay.
It's just not something you would normally equate with Hasbro.
Yeah.
CNBC actually asked Goldner about that directly, like, you know, what their plans were with Death Row Records now, because, boy, that sure didn't seem like something Hasbro would ever end up owning, and it was kind of a cop-out answer. It was just kind of like, you know, well, you know, we're investigating all the stuff that we've taken on in this, and we're, of course, going to try to make the best use out of every resource we have.
You know, they'll just
sell it. It was funny that they did kind of do a tongue-in-cheek question on that.
So, so consumers will be paying for this, short term, I think Hasbro, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but Hasbro is looking at ways of mitigating this, because they're already in Vietnam.
That's their hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, so moving production out of China is one way for them to get around tariffs. And, of course, it's worth pointing out directly here that Transformers already are out of China. They've been in Vietnam production for years already. There may still be a small, small portion of Transformers products that come out of Chinese production facilities, but for the most part, we shouldn't see a direct impact from the tariffs on what we buy.
Good.
Question.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it possible just to spread out their losses as much as possible that they might increase prices across the board, even on things that don't come from China?
Yes, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, kind of what I was thinking.
That's why I said we won't see a direct impact, but it doesn't mean that, you know, there won't be collateral.
Yeah. Yeah.
Expect $25 deluxes sooner rather than later. That.
Maybe. It's entirely possible. So, yeah, that's interesting. There's more T-formers, and then they link to the CNBC article. So, definitely worth looking into. Okay, so big news item. Sorry, Matt. The Beast Wars Neo Big Convoy Matrix Buster version pictures and details. So, this first popped up a couple weeks ago, and we were curious how this was actually...
Winter Summer Wonderfest.
And we were curious how this was going to be handled, if it was going to be one edition or if it was going to have the weapon... you know, included. Of course, you're going to spend more. So it is pre-orderable. It can be pre-ordered through the end of September. It'll ship in late February of 2020. And is it a Takatomi Mall exclusive?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get this mold again.
So this one is in more toy-based deco, where the previous Encore Big Convoy was deco based on the cartoon appearance.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
So you're not rebuying exactly the same thing again, except with a gun except now.
This now matches basically the version I have had for 20 years.
Right. Well, I mean, there is that, but now it comes with a big gun.
It's worth it. I'll buy it.
Well, it's pretty ingenious, too, because that big cannon was it's an invention for the cartoon. So you'd want that with your cartoon-colored version. So, like, they've got you to double-dip on this no matter what.
I need to get
Sinister.
Yeah, I need to get the cartoon version of... I've got the cartoon version of Optimus Primal, the Masterpiece toy. That I don't have the toy version. So I need to get the toy version to go with my original Big Convoy. Yes, okay. So that's certainly that. But yeah, so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have a T-Formers article to link to. This diecast reminded us of this in pre-show. That Golden Optimus Prime, was it going to be like on a... Was it going to be like a trophy?
A trophy thing, yeah.
That was going... What was the threshold for that to fund? Was it 3,000 units, 3,500? Do we remember?
I don't remember how many specific units, but they only got about halfway to their goal.
And it didn't fund.
That's a shame.
So, yeah, it was that Golden Optimus Prime on the trophy pedestal, which apparently was not removable from that. It could transform, but you couldn't remove it from the pedestal, so that was going to be real interesting looking at some point. But that was also the thing that came with all the, like, reproduction print materials, and apparently they were working on including a bunch of, concept design art and... that sort of thing. Like, if this had gone through, it would have been a really interesting informational resource if you could get it imported. Unfortunately, though, we've lost out on that, at least for the time being. They may or may not try again at some point, but probably not soon.
So in the chat, a couple comments. Rodimus Supreme, if it was removable, it probably would have been funded. You're probably right.
It wouldn't have hurt, for sure.
And Ryan called it Urine Prime. So there's already a P-Magnus.
Yeah, no, see, this is kind of different. This would be more like Electrum Prime.
Electrum, yeah, you're right.
That looks a lot better than the one Ryan that came like, out don't with not long that. Ago.
Too late. Too late.
Yeah, no, but if you want a urine-colored Transformer, look into Shining Ultra Magnus from, like, 2002. Yeah, it is.
I need it in my life, and I didn't. It's one of those things I didn't get it when it came out, and I regret it.
I can get you a knockoff of it.
Just like me with Fire Guts Jinrai.
How much is a knockoff?
It's a legend size, it would be cheap.
Yeah, that's not going to satisfy him.
It looks terrible. He needs
more pee than that.
It looks terrible enough for,
So help help, speaking of funding, help fund this disaster. tfradio.net/Amazon. Help me get better internet. I should start using that. No, I can't. I have the best internet that Spectrum offers. It's just that their internet's not that great. So, and it's not, actually wasn't Spectrum on their end. It was on my internal network. So I need to check out what's going on. But tfradio.net/Amazon. Anything you buy, everything you buy from using that link helps us out. If you want to Fire TV to watch tfradio.net/FireTV on, you can do that by going, and this is confusing, tfradio.net/Amazon. Search for Fire TV or Fire Stick. Buy one, hook it up to your TV, and watch us. You know, all the like disaster that happened before, I need to somehow, as much as possible, include that in this week's Fire TV episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So I pushed all of the news into what's on T-Formers this week. So Rob, go.
Okay. Well, let's,
Oh, wow, you did, didn't you?
Yeah. Let's start with things we have photos of, which is the, Generation Selects, Nightbird and, Power Dasher Zetar, which are, we've got photos of those. Cool. We've got photos of, Siege Wave 4 Barricade. We've also got a video review and images of MP45 Bumblebee version 2.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, we do.
No, I agree with Don.
And we also have the reveal of the Zeta Toys third-party Unicron, which is ZVO2 Core Star, which will be, I think, about a third of the official one in terms of price and two-thirds of the official one in terms of size.
Which honestly seems altogether better.
He's too small.
And lastly, we have got... We have got a notice that Flame Toys Kurokara Kuri Star Saber is getting ready to ship next week in case you were running out of really expensive Transformers to spend your money on.
Yeah, in case you just had too much money in your pocket right now.
Yeah.
There's another $400 thing coming up.
Okay, that's that super expensive non-transforming one, right?
Correct.
That's the one.
Because the third-party Star Saber... Cadmos from Planet X just shipped last week.
And that was what, 250?
I think so. Somewhere around there, yeah.
I'm just, for people watching the video, I'm showing pictures of that Zeta Toys Unicron. I don't like it. There's something weird about it.
It's I kind of like the head sculpt, but I'm not fond of the rest.
The rest of it, it looks, I know it's not, but it looks like it's non-transforming. And it really just, I mean, is this a render? I guess this is probably a render, right?
To me, it looked like it was physical.
Yeah, it looked like a test shot to me.
I mean, Zeta has made some... I haven't bought any of their stuff because of some the designs of the figures. I didn't care like the Combaticons. I didn't care for the way the Combaticons look. But I've heard from build materials and overall quality, they're putting out some pretty good product.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing.
They have a lot
of quality control issues. A lot. Every figure I've gotten, one out of every two figures I get from them is missing something or has a problem. Oh, their QC is terrible.
I know, Zach, but do you think maybe getting them off Taobao is probably part of the problem?
No. Maybe. I guess that's like getting it flea market.
I mean, you know, if you got them from an actual store and you had an actual QC issue, you can contact.
They are actual stores
in China.
Yeah,
everything comes from China.
Write them a polite letter, translate it into Chinese, and then maybe they can help you fix the figure.
That's it.
On Vulcan, there is a saying, only Nixon can go to China.
Only Nixon can go to China. Got it. Such a great movie.
Yeah, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free to stream now.
So great.
Huh. I watched that a couple weeks ago, actually.
Jim, they're dying. Let them die. So great. It's my second favorite Star Trek movie. Nothing will ever be higher to me than the motion picture, but than Wrath of Khan. But Undiscovered Country is just so amazing, yet so great.
No, Undiscovered Country it's really for as much as they do stuff that makes it look like half a TV movie instead of theatrical. Like, it is such a good production.
And Crunson in the chat just gave my favorite Star Trek 4 quote. That's so great. So great.
Oh, well, I mean, that's good, but I also prefer they are not the Hellier whales.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so people listening to the podcast, I apologize. This is a sincere apology. I'm going to do minimal editing to this. That's my general philosophy. But things went so far off the rails because of the network issues.
Just,
I don't
just let it go, man. Just let
I
it go.
I don't know that I can save it. So I think hopefully I'll put something at the very front of the podcast too. But if this is your first episode, it's better than this. It really is.
You know, maybe
that's such a subjective term because, like, this is pretty great. Yeah.
Well, you know, Brian, you could put, like, at the beginning, like, what Warner Brothers does on some of their cartoon collections. Like, you know, this was made at a time period when Skype wasn't working. We apologize for the kerfuffle.
It's better, you know, it's because I complained about Skype before I logged on. That's what it is. I tweeted about how much I hated Skype.
Well, you know what? Between you, Chris, Jason, and John, mm-hmm. y'all four are somewhat computer gurus and have dealt with this stuff for a long time.
Oh, God.
Why don't y'all four get together and make something better?
What?
Better than what?
Better than
Don. Wait, Don. So, of us four computer gurus, which one of us do you believe is the programmer? Yeah. I'm just curious.
Well, you asked worse for that.
So you know what'd be easier? You know what'd be easier?
No, it's not computer gurus you're looking for. You're looking for like contractors.
You know what'd be easier? If a lot of people went to tfradio.net/Amazon and like just outpouring of like purchases that would get like Chris and Don better internet.
Oh, I mean, appreciate the sentiment, but it's actually not possible for me to get
new,
better internet.
Get the new home. It's not either. It's closer to town.
No, it's the same thing for me.
Get
the
some
problem
new homes
is
closer to town.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've said in the past. I can get more internet. I can't get better internet.
No, literally, move me a mile down the road. I can get like 10 megabits up.
Chris, that is possible because Jimmy John's is doing a promotion. If you don't live within 5 minutes of their delivery, if you buy a house within 5 minutes, they'll pay you $250,000.
What?
For one person. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So look into that. It was in the news today. Jimmy John's is offering to buy one person a house.
Oh, one person.
For they'll give you up to $250,000 as long as you move into a house that's within 5 minutes of their delivery.
How do they have that much money to spend when their subs are terrible?
Their subs are great.
Thank awesome. You, Don.
Jimmy John's is awesome. Jimmy John's is amazing.
Yeah, Jimmy John's is great.
Well, Brian, is that where we went,
with
or was
me,
it Jersey Mike's?
With Mark, yes. When you, it was and, you, me, and Mark at the one across from the place in Greensboro.
Yeah, was that Jimmy
that
John's?
Was Jimmy John's.
They don't even have a meatball sub on
no,
the menu.
No, because that's garbage.
I bet they wouldn't even put chili on Don's
sandwich.
No, they
wouldn't. They would punch him in the face first.
I mean, how can you be a sub place and not have a meatball sub? I'm
Easy.
Sorry.
I, you know what? I think Don has a point.
Yeah. Yeah,
as it, alarmed
because
I
they're
am
a
to say
garbage
that,
subplace, Don. They're a garbage subplace,
yeah.
Don.
Okay, so
yeah, I had some really good Subway the other day, though.
I could go for Subway right now. Actually, I'm hungry.
Jersey
today,
Mike's. All
today
the
way. Was leg day, and like when I work out, when I lift lower body, it's to the point where I can't walk for a second or two. So like my body is just craving carbs and protein right now.
You know, a meatball sub with some yellow mustard
oh,
would be
God,
really
Don.
Good.
Okay, tfradio.net/live. You watch us live each week, Wednesdays. Follow us on Twitter at tfradio. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. Instagram, TF Podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at bkilby or on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Happy birthday, Matt. Don is at HMRC4EVR on Twitter or at hashtag.
I'm sorry, I'm bleeding. I'm sorry.
Hashtag I'm bleeding. I'm sorry.
Why'd you scratch me?
Good Don, boy. Don, why are you not bleeding on camera? You had Massey. One job.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
Oh, Massey, you didn't do it
okay,
right.
Chris, how do people get hold of you?
Goes out on the internet.
You can follow me personally on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. I've tweeted some Star Trek in the last few days. One of the few really good lines from Enterprise, for instance.
I've been rewatching Enterprise quite a bit lately. It's not as bad an experience rewatching it this time as it was rewatching it for like the first time since I watched it in first run, if that makes sense. But it's still not that good.
I loved it.
And I keep watching it.
I loved it when it was new. I've gone back and it's not good.
So the conclusion on Enterprise I've reached is that if they made it a completely original sci-fi series, you know, did not have Vulcans or Klingons or anything, you know, but had like similar concepts, I think it probably would have been accepted better for the one season it lasted. But like trying to make a Star Trek series in that context just was probably a failing proposition. For my high school photography, new galleries are on hold for the moment, pending technical issues. But there's, you know, galleries, guides, and other stuff that's already up there, so be sure to go check that out. When I do post some new galleries, as at least some of them will be Patreon exclusive for their first week. So if you want to get in on that and be among the first to see them, head over to patreon.com/playwithphotos. You can sign up for as little as $2 per month, but the $5 per month insert name tier will get you the early access to new galleries. On social media, I post random photos, which sometimes end up being gallery previews. That's either on Instagram.com/playwithphotography or at playwithphotos on Twitter, whichever platform you prefer. They usually both get the same stuff. And if you just want to do something nice for me, which is always appreciated, you can check out my Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/chrislist.
Cool. So I just read The Enterprise War, which explains where Enterprise was during the Klingon War in Discovery. It wasn't great. You don't have to read it.
Wasn't it just like in Deep Space Exploration?
Well, if it's canonical, and I'm certain it's not, the answer is kinda.
I mean, when Enterprise showed up in Discovery, eventually they said, you know, they'd been sent off and like could not get back fast enough to participate in the war.
Yeah, it's kinda. Don already told people how to get a hold of you, so you're good. John?
Yeah, I also have a Massey Attack list for Band-Aids.
Oh, Don, tfradio.net/MasseyAttack. There's all sorts of stuff. Yeah, absolutely. That would help.
That John D. everywhere.
Awesome.
As always.
Sweet. Diecast.
Do they have like a kitty nail sharpener on Amazon's wish list? Can we add that? So... No, to sharpen his nails.
You can sharpen
that
the
way.
File as easily as you can make something dull.
It just takes more skill. Yeah.
Okay, because we really need his nails as sharp as possible. You can follow me
faster.
can follow me on Twitter at diecast2, and you can follow my page on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, and you can also see all my videos on tfradio.net/reviews. Or on the Roku or Fire TV channels.
You sure can. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs, which is also the name of my YouTube channel. I'm covering the PS4 free-to-play Gun and Battle Operation 2, which should be out in the U.S. sometime later this year. No idea when, actually. They've only said coming 2019. They're supposed to have a big thing at Tokyo Game Show in about a week, so maybe then. But... at any rate, also, if you like what I'm doing there, patreon.com/flailthroughs is where you can donate to the channel. If you like what I'm doing elsewhere, tfradio.net/claylist. And if I ever get those other two Siege unboxing videos done, you can see those on YouTube at TFormers TV.
Awesome. Matt, happy birthday. I can't sing.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Happy birthday. That's no longer what is it, copyright?
No, it's public. It's public domain.
Finally.
Yeah. Until, you know, Disney decides.
That happened, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
I think it was more recently than that, but
yeah. Matt, you should go to your local Waffle House and celebrate.
I don't have one.
Oh, come down here.
That's remarkable.
Okay, we'll see you later. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.